Andy skated slowly toward the end of the block. It was a shame, he thought, about Francis Frame. He hadn't lived in the block very long, and none of the other boys knew him. So the new boy was left to himself a great deal, and must often be very lonely. Yes, said Andy to himself, it certainly is a shame about Francis. I ought to do something about it. As he skated to the vacant lot on the corner, he was met by the captain of the Sunnysiders, a large boy called Buddy Bowers. It's time you got here. We were just going to start without you. I stopped for a few moments to talk to my new neighbor, said Andy. Say, Buddy, don't you think we could use another boy on our team? That new boy, Francis Frame, I mean. No, we can't use any more boys, Andy. Besides, he doesn't belong in our gang. He looked sort of lonesome. We just can't do it. The Shady Siders only have 5 on their team, and they wouldn't let us take on an extra boy. I hadn't thought of that, Andy replied. No, we couldn't have more on our team than the Shady Siders have. Every afternoon, the sound of skating was heard on both sides of Pine Street. Andy practiced very hard, for his heart was set on having the Sunnysiders win the race. Still, he couldn't help knowing that his short legs kept him from being a fast skater. Once Buddy had said to him, "Those Shady Siders have some good skaters on their team. We'll have to go like the wind to beat them. Can't you skate a little faster, Andy?"